KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The information regulator will today learn the fate of its urgent application to prevent the publishing of the 2024 matric results in newspapers. The High Court in Pretoria will hand down the judgment in the battle between the IR and the Department of Basic Education, which was heard yesterday. The regulator claims releasing the results would violate matriculants' right to privacy. However, the department maintains it intends to publish the results using matric exam numbers, which it says are only known by the learners. AfriForum is one of the parties that have joined the case in support of publicising the results. Their legal counsel, Quintus Pelser, spoke in court yesterday.
Lady, regarding the prejudice, I submit that the prejudice that may be suffered if the applicant is correct is that the matric will have their information published next to their examination number, not their name. That, my ladyship, I suggest is negligible. Particularly so, because the applicant did not care to do some kind of census.
Tributes have been pouring in for veteran Afro-pop music star Winnie Khumalo, who's died at the age of 51. Khumalo passed away yesterday following a short illness. The award-winning Muso was known for her 2008 hit song Live My Life, among others. Speaking to the SABC, her sister, Tsepi Rakepile, detailed the star's life.
She had a recording company called Winnie K Records, and she had a few releases of her own as well. Very resilient businesswoman, hard worker, and she just loved to entertain.
Back home, an investigation's underway into the death of a man who was shot and killed in Maritzburg. The 54-year-old man, believed to be a traditional healer, was gunned down on Langalibalele Street over the weekend. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechunda says the suspect, who posed as a client, entered the victim's home before gunning him down.
Police found the deceased lying in a pool of blood. Suspect fled the scene on foot. The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage.
Further afield, the UN has revealed that recent fighting in part of the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has displaced more than 100,000 people over the last week. On Saturday, Rwanda-backed M23 rebels seized control of Masisi, a key town in the mineral-rich DRC. The militia has seized vast swathes of the east of the country since 2021. Last month, Angola-mediated talks between the DRC and Rwandan presidents was abruptly cancelled over disagreements on the terms of a proposed peace deal. On the weather front, rain showers expected across KZN, with Durban a high of 25 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 22 and Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tomasha Kanyi.